Ben ritrovati amici in questa nuova puntata di Anime di Corsa. Ci siamo, finalmente sono riuscito a portare nella rubrica appunto di Anime di Corsa un altro pezzo da 90, era da un po' che cercavo di intervistarlo, sto parlando del mitico Alexander Sorokin, quello che è a detta di molti esperti l'atleta ultra runner più forte al mondo. In realtà non c'è bisogno che lo dice qualcuno, lo dicono i fatti, perché Alexander Sorokin ha tantissimi record mondiali. Nelle 24 ore ha percorso la bellezza di 198.6 miglia, 319 chilometri. Nella 12 ore ha un record di 177,4 chilometri, ovvero 110 miglia, ma ha anche riuscito a fare il record del mondo sulla 100 miglia, dove ha corso in 10 ore, 51 minuti e 39 secondi. Insomma, è un atleta incredibile. Tra l'altro, alcuni di questi record del mondo li ha battuti lui stesso sui suoi stessi tempi, cioè ha continuato a migliorare il suo stesso record. Insomma, è un atleta incredibile, ha una storia estremamente affascinante. Pensate che Alexander Sorokin ha iniziato a correre a 32 anni, amici, a 32 anni, adesso ne ha 42. In 10 anni praticamente ha riscritto la storia di questo sport, continua tra l'altro ad allenarsi forte, ha ancora grandissime ambizioni, lo dirà poi lui nell'intervista, ha l'ambizione di essere il primo uomo a correre più di 200 miglia in una 24 ore e questo sarebbe un risultato pazzesco, gli manca veramente poco per riuscirci. L'ho intervistato mentre è nel suo training camp in Kenya, con un po' di difficoltà, l'audio non è perfetto, potete immaginare, però per me era davvero importante riuscire a fare questa intervista e quindi siamo davvero felici di averlo qua a disposizione. Ma prima di iniziare vi racconto chi sono io, perché sicuramente ci saranno tante persone nuove. Io sono Simone Luciani, questo Esco a Correre, è la rubrica di Anime di Corsa. Esco a Correre è una community per runners dove abbiamo l'ambizione di cercare di aiutare più persone possibile a migliorare la propria versione di sé attraverso la corsa. Lo facciamo in tanti modi, attraverso il canale YouTube, attraverso anche questo podcast e tutti i contenuti che andiamo a creare. Siamo anche con un sito escoaccorrere.com con il Digital Magazine e da poco abbiamo anche aperto un'Academy, Esco a Correre Academy, dove aiutiamo i runners, sia neo-runners, sia runners un po' più evoluti, a migliorare attraverso coaching, tabelle personalizzate, nutrizione, biomeccanica della corsa, psicologia sportiva, insomma tanti tanti servizi, andate a dare un occhio. Siamo anche sponsorizzati da Top 4 Running, un sito dove si trova praticamente tutte le migliori scarpe da corsa, così come abbigliamento e accessori. Se volete acquistare appunto su Top 4 Running e quindi aiutare anche la nostra community, mi raccomando, utilizzate il link sotto in descrizione. Se state ascoltando questo podcast su Spotify, trovate nella descrizione il link. Se state vedendo il video su YouTube, nella descrizione del video. E mi raccomando, utilizzate il codice Esco a Correre tutto attaccato, perché vi porterà direttamente un 5% di sconto anche sui prodotti già scontati, quindi è valido anche sui prodotti già in sconto, e questo per voi è un grande vantaggio e ovviamente per noi è un supporto enorme, perché aiuta a finanziare questo canale. Basta, non vi annoio più, come sempre andiamo dritti all'intervista, vai! First of all, thanks for being here.
Thank you that you invite me.
So you're in Kenya right now, right?
Yes, I'm in Kenya, so internet is quite not good. Today is turn off the electricity at all. I thought that our interview is not be good, but it's everything is fixed now.
Yeah, luckily it works. So as usual, I start these interviews
presenting the runner. You're quite famous here in Italy. You've been dominating the 24-hour scene and the ultra running world with the world record, and you know a lot of people are talking about you. But would you like to introduce yourself to whoever still doesn't know you?
I'm an ultra runner. I have several world records in 100 kilometer, 12 hours, 100 miles, and 24 hours running.
Wow! Yeah, that is impressive. You're from Lithuania, right?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. And can you tell us a bit more on how you started running and where this passion comes from?
So I started running when I was 32, only 32, because my problem was overweight. I had my weight was about 100 kilograms. So I had a little bad habits. It's smoking, drinking a beer. And one day I say to myself, I need to stop. I need to change my life, because in Yaz I was kayaker, you know, kayaking, it's very famous in your country, I think. So up in 2006, when I was 25, I finished with my sport, and until 32 I began work, and I eat a lot, I eat junk food, drink a lot, smoking, so my weight grows up, and when I was 32, I said to myself, I need to stop. Began to run. A few months of running, I understand that I need to find a goal, because just running, it's not funny. Just it's annoying. So after few months of running, I had one half marathon. Then I found invitation to 100 kilometers. So I decided, it will be my goal. I try to I forgot this word.
To race.
Race. Yes, yes. I try to, and I finished this race. And after that, I understand that, wow, it's amazing. I did a big job. And maybe after that, I in love with this sport. Of course, I 1 week or 2 weeks, I can't walk normally. Everything, I have pain everywhere, but when you're flying after this in your mind, because you did a big job and finished 100 kilometers.
Wow, what a huge achievement. For many runners, it's an impossible distance. How do you manage to run for such a long time and now so fast? Because I imagine you got your speed later on in your training.
I don't know. I think everyone can run like this. You just need to have a good motivation, goals, a little work, and really love these distances and sport, because it's hard to do everything. So you need to in love this discipline, because you need to have a lot of time to free time, because you need to run a long. So
yeah. And so you said that you started very, very late in your career, 32. A lot of runners actually stop at that age, and you just started. How did you manage your first training seasons? Did you have a coach? Did you search online? How was the preparation?
No, I didn't know anything about ultra running until 2019. I don't have a coach, running myself. I did my plans myself. How to manage? Just increase mileage little by little. Of course, you can't run. You start and you can run 300 kilometers per week. It's impossible for your muscles and joints and so on. So little by little, my mileage going up. So, and I want to say that pandemic helps me to be a pro athlete, because when pandemic starts, my job was closed, and I just put on myself on running, and I see that results are growing up. And 2019, won world championship in 24 hours. After that, I think I became a pro athlete. Then pandemics, I left the job, just running, and now we see what we see.
Wow. And how old are you right now?
42.
42 years old.
For wow, ultra runnings, for ultra runners, the peak of career at about 35, 45. It's because you need to grow your not physically, maybe mentally, I don't know. So other sports, I know that 30, 35, you need to finish with your sports, Olympics events, all Olympic disciplines. But in ultra running, I think the peak is 40, because before me, Yanis Kouros, he had a world record on 24 hours. He came a record holder on 40 years. So,
yeah. Similar ages. And right now you're in Kenya, I imagine, to prepare the World Championships in December, right?
Yeah, I try to back on my peak form, because I had a lot of races this year, 100 kilometers, and we tried months ago to beat world record on 24 hours, so I don't finish this time. After 12 hours of running, I understood that it's impossible to beat the world record, and decide to stop, because very close to world championships, I need to rest, a little rest, I need to recover and go on the peak to December. So I try to back my peak form.
Is in December your objective to become world champion again, or are you looking for a world record?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think about results. I just want to back to my form and see what we'll see, because last world championship of 24 hours was in 2019 because of pandemic, and last year it was just a European championship. I don't know how to prepare Japanese guys, American guys, so I know they're very strong. Several of European guys, it's very strong, so it will be very funny on Taipei.
It's going to be a high level race.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what is your training regime right now? How many kilometers are you doing? I imagine you're in Kenya to take advantage of the surface, and especially the Kenyan routine of incredible runners. I saw pictures with Kipchoge and stuff.
So actually the days are the same. You run, eat, sleep, run, eat, sleep. So I like this life, but now my mileage is not so big. I try to go to my peak form, because I increase again my mileage little by little. But the usual day, it can be two trainings. First, it's main training from 30 to 50 kilometers, rest, sleep, eat, and evening just easy run about 10 kilometers. So it's my average now. We'll see. Speed is growing up little by little, but I'm first week in Kenya, so my pulse is and heart systems now adapted to higher altitude, because my pulse is now higher than average, about 10, 15 per minute, beats per minute. So I can't run fast now. It's very hard for me. My watch is screaming that you need to rest. So
are you training with other Kenyan athletes, any big names there?
Actually, I like run alone, but sometimes I go and join to the group, to even if I need to do fast sessions. But 90% of my trainings I'm running alone.
Oh wow. Can I ask you about your nutrition? How do you manage to prepare such a difficult distance, like 24 hours or 100 Ks? They're all very hard on the stomach. Do you have anyone looking at your nutrition, or are you just self-studying?
You want to ask about now or on the race day?
Both, I would say, training. Both. And, okay. And then the race.
So and now I just my watches calculate my calories. I just try to use how many I lost. I try to eat. Of course, I need to check my proteins, fats, and carbs. How many I take? About 1.5 to 2 grams per kilogram per day. It's about 100-150 grams of protein, 1 gram on my kilogram of my body mass fats, and others it's carbs. It's a simple rule. So in Kenya it's hard to have a lot of protein because here meals are very simple. It's like oats, corn, vegetables, little eggs. So you need to, when you go to Kenya, you need to buy protein powder. So I take one. On the race day, usually our plan is like this: 400 kilocalories per hour, and in liquids from 500 to 1 liter per hour. So I take every 20-30 minutes about 200 calories. Every time before the race, I buy everything, all junk foods, all bananas, oranges, sandwiches, cookies, chocolate bars, soups, what else? Everything what you can eat and what you can want in small sizes, more calories, because you need to eat every 20 or 30 minutes. And every time with me on the races helps me my brother, and now and coach, so they help me every time. My brother do everything with meals and just give me when I run, because you don't stop, you need to run every as possible. So last European Championship I had only one stop, 50 seconds with in toilet, was big deal. So no, I had no non-stops.
That's incredible. That's probably one of your strength, looking at other pro athletes.
No, I know the guys who runs like the same, but it's not a problem to stop. If you lose 5 minutes, of course it's 1 kilometer, about 1 kilometer. So, but in 24 hours, 1 kilometer is nothing. Of course, yeah. If you run like the same pace, so it can be you can lose your medal or place. One day, one time in 2016, I don't remember correctly, I was fifth, the guy was sixth. He lost 17 meters from me, so it's a few seconds on 24 hours. You understand? His run wanted to catch me, but can't.
Yeah, too late. What do you think is your strength compared to other runners? Because come on, you are the strongest athlete in endurance, in the endurance world, especially in the 24 hours and the 12 hours and all these disciplines. What do you think is actually making you stronger than others?
I don't know. I saw that my motivation was bigger than other guys, but after last year race, I understood that it's not true. I don't know. Maybe some of everything, little percent of this other stuff. Maybe my stomach can to do better, work
manage
better. Yeah. Maybe legs can keeps me a little longer than other guys. So I have the same problems like others. I have a pain, I have a dysmoralic after 12 hours. It's a very hard point, because you understand that you just keep only half of your race. You're tired, you're painful, night coming, you want to sleep. It's a very hard part of the race, from, for example, 12 hours to 22 hours.
Yeah.
Hardest point.
And out of all the different disciplines and distances, which one do you think is the one that you do best, and which one do you like best?
I hate all distances, I want to say. before the last race, I thought that 24 hours is my best one, but it's the hardest one. Because 100 kilometers around, of course, it's a long distance, but you know, it's 6 hours with minutes and it's finished. But 24 hours, it's so fucking long. In the beginning, time is going well, like usual day. But after, like I said, 12 hours, everything stops. Every lap, like all life, you run. Look on the watch, just 1 kilometer. Oh, it's killing.
It takes forever. Yeah, I can imagine. So I have some questions from the community, because we used to do these events live for a while. We're registering them. So one of our followers called Il Bianco is saying that most doctors say that usually after 40 kilometers, the body is going to suffer too much and it's not really good for your heart. Of course, we know this is not true, but what do you think about this, that you run much longer than 40 kilometers?
Possibly, yes, but human, it's very, I don't know how to say it. It's
adapts, maybe.
Adapts for everything. I think he can run like, because there are so many races, not 24 hours, 88 hours, 72 hours, 10 days, and so on. Of course, maybe it's not healthy to run more than 40, 50 kilometers, but when you adapt it, it's like usual day. So I want to say that 40, 50 kilometers in slow zones, third zone, second zone, it's quite easy because I can run every day this. Of course, if we say about 24 hours, 12 hours races, it's not healthy for your body, because you need to recover about, I don't know, maybe from two weeks to 1 month. All after the race, all your hormones are going, yeah, like crazy things. Yeah, show crazy things. So of course, it's not healthy, but you don't run every week. For example, yeah. But I know the several guys who runs a lot. They have about 10 races during the 1 year. It's not for me. I need to concentrate on few, maybe 2-3 races in the year.
Other users are asking a common question. What do you do to avoid injuries?
I do massages. I have a good physiotherapist who helps me avoid injuries. So I try to eat more proteins, because all joints or muscles need to have a good base of protein. What else? Massages, sauna. I like to run on soft shoes. I don't like harder ones. So, and the main is just try to adapt your body a little, increase, like I said, increase little by little your mileage, your body joints, muscles adapt for the work. And of course, I had some injuries every year, little injuries. I don't know how I avoid absolutely.
Yeah, I can imagine it's hard. Another user is asking you, what is your heart rate in zone 2, approx?
Actually, the zone is very changing in every month, I think. Now I come in Kenya, I think my zone is going up, because my pulse is going up, like average. So if we take how in percent you take second zone, if you take 70 or 80%, I think, or not 60 70 to 70, I think it's from 120 to 140, it's my second zone.
Okay, very interesting. another of our friends is asking, what are your objectives for 2024?
Can you explain objectives?
What are your goals for next year, 2024?
Oh, my goal, my to broke 200 miles, 322 kilometers. So last year it was 319, it's more 3 kilometers, but I don't know it's possible for me or not. We'll see, because we tried to do it in Vilnius last month, but I stopped, like I said. In World Championship, it's quite difficult to do it because there are so many runners. Last the European Championship in loop of one and a half kilometer was 300 people, so you need to run like this. And in World Championship will be in Taipei. It will be hot, maybe humidity high. We'll see.
That's impressive. Another friend is asking if you're ever going to try ultra trail running, or if you're not interested at all of that.
Ultra trail? No, I don't like trail running. I don't know why, because I'm a number guy. I need to see everything. In flat running, you can seek every kilometer, what you need, what you need to do, what you feel. In trail running, you understand, you can run, you can lost because your brain don't work correctly, you run somewhere. So I tried several trail runners, but not for me.
It's not for you. And last question from the public, let's say, is about the handling the mental effort for very long races. Do you have a mantra? Do you practice something on training? What do you do to be able to be concentrated for 24 hours?
I do not do anything because I know it's it will be hard, it will be painful. You need to just take it because it's your choice. You just run. So yes, I don't do anything. Just I know it will be painful and hard. So it's my choice. I can do anything. Sometimes in hard points, I try to catch meditation or something else, but I don't catch anything. just pain everywhere in my head. So I'm struggling and can't do anything.
Amazing. And I would say to conclude this, I have a question that is common to every person that I interview here, and it's a bit of a philosophical question about running. What is running for you? What does it mean, running?
I think it's everything, because running gives me everything in my life. So it's a second love. My first is my wife, the second is running, because without running I understand what I do in this life. Of course, I understand that it will be end somewhere, maybe next year, maybe 2 years, I don't know. I need to try to find other way, but now running's almost everything for me.
Wow, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time and your words. I really wish you the best of luck for the World Championships.
Thank you very much, Simon.
And hope to see you soon then.
Good luck. Good
Thank
luck,
you.
Everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.